Section 3. Listening section. Jack found the heavy iron bar across the door. It was impossible for him to lift the bar without noise. That's why Jack jumped out of the window and ran off. He rushed off to the beanstalk. Jack clambered down the beanstalk, still clutching the precious hen. His mother waited anxiously for his return. So she was still more pleased when Jack showed what a rich prize he had secured. "Lay!" he cried, and the hen obeyed her new master as readily as she had obeyed the giant and laid an egg every time she was told. For some time Jack and his mother lived happily enough. The golden eggs of the hen supplied all their wants. As he remembered what the fairy had said, he knew that the more important part of his task was not yet carried out. He had indeed rescued his mother from poverty and escaped from it himself. However, that was not all he was expected to do. His father had been murdered by the giant in a very treacherous way. The more he thought of what the fairy had told him, the more it appeared to Jack that he must finish the task the fairy had set him. He could not get full satisfaction so long as the wicked giant enjoyed a wealthy life.